From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Fewer police officers, higher public transportation fares, and cuts to organizations that provide social services. That's what needs to happen under Miami-Dade's proposed budget for next year. WLRN intern Carla Javier tells us more about the plan that Mayor Carlos Jimenez unveiled Tuesday.
The proposal attempts to close a $64 million budget gap without raising property taxes. To do so, hundreds of jobs will be eliminated across the county government. The police will receive the biggest cut, with a projected loss of at least 300 jobs. Public libraries have also been in the crosshairs for several months. Under the budget, libraries would remain open, but with far fewer full-time librarians. And county parks will also see a reduction in dozens of jobs. Next week, Miami-Dade County Commissioners will set the maximum property tax rate. Then they will consider the $6.2 billion proposal. It goes to a final vote in September. I'm Carla Javier in Miami.
This week, Democratic candidate Charlie Crist's campaign debuted his first television ad in the race for Florida governor. Here's a fragment.
We saved the jobs of 20,000 teachers. We cut property taxes for seniors in our middle class. And if you send me back, I'll raise the minimum wage, demand equal pay for women, and restore funding for our schools.
The Crist campaign declined to comment on how much they spent on the television spot. Crist's chief opponent, Republican Governor Rick Scott, has spent about $12 million in television advertisements so far. The governor's TV spots have been airing for almost 9 months now. Just 6 months ago, a St. Leo University poll said that Crist was in the lead, but recent polls now show that Charlie Crist and Rick Scott are in a statistical tie. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.